יש דער שמעט נאָס אַ קנגל אקצער אַחרן, ווי יש דער שמעט נאָס אַ קנגל אקצער רישן, ווי זאָל דאָ פֿלימע שוואס אַ דן. און מיט צום אַן אַ לאַחס בדוכם אַ אילו האבנען, ווען האָ דוכם האָ טולבן, ווען האָ ישערן. שנאמע ווען האָ לאַחט בדוכם. So the simple pshat is that the Midas HaChokhmah and the Midas Chasidus are two different ways of implementing the drachim hatov and vayishar. The Midas HaChokhmah and Midas Chasidus, they're two different ways, two different tracks for implementing the drachim hatovim vayishar, which is the mitzvah v'halachta v'drachav. So we want to comment on two of the phrases in the Rambam. We want to comment on the phrase v'zel l'fnei mishuras hadin in halacha hey and l'neder mitzvah Hashem and at the end of halacha daled kol odom shadeosav deos beinonios nikra chacham. Those are the two phrases we want to try to understand. Let's see as follows. The Gemara in Eilat Mitzvos has a couple of instances of Hashavas Aveda. One is Hashavas Aveda, the other is Prika Utsi'ina, loading and unloading the animal of Lifnei. So the first is as follows, in Bava Metzia Chav Daled. Rabbi Yehuda Hava Shakel V'Ozil Basrei de mashmo b'shuka de bei daisa. So Rabbi Yehuda was following Shmuel in a marketplace, which was populated by Rove Akum. So he asked them, motzakan arnike mahu, if a person will find an aveda here, what's the din? Amalei harei elu shalom, because the din is that if the aveda is lost, where it's Rov Akum, so then the one who lost the Aveda has to operate with the assumption that the one who's going to find it is most likely going to be an Akum and isn't going to return the Aveda. So therefore, he's Mesiyaish. And so if the Yisrael finds it, even if it turns out that the Aveda was lost by Yisrael, but it's Lachayesh, so it belongs to him. Hare Yilushalom. Now, what happens, boy Yisrael v'nasan basim and mahu? What if it turns out, despite the fact that it's rov akum, that the one who actually lost it was Yisrael, and he gives an identifying simon? Amalei chayiv l'hachzir. It says about tarte. So the two responses contradict each other. Amalei lifnei mishuras hadin. No, my second answer is lifnei mishuras hadin, that meikar hadin. Again, when an Aveda is lost in a place that's Rov Akum, so then if even though the Yisrael is the one who loses the Aveda, when you find it, the assumption is that it's after the Yesh and you keep it. But lifnei mishuras hadin, one would return. Ki hada avod ashkach hanei chamei v'madbara lifnei. The way Rashi understands this Gemara is that there's a presumption that if something has been lost for 12 months, at that point, people are Mesiyash, even if it's Yesh Bo Siman, but if for 12 months there hasn't been any reports of it having been found. So if it's first found after 12 months, so then Rashi says that we assume that there was Yesh. So again, you're finding the Aveda after Yesh, so you're entitled to keep it. And Abu Dishmo returned it lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay, so those are two incidents of lifnei mishuras hadin. Later in Eilat Mitzvos, the Gemara has yet a third story. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Shmuel b'Yosi have a ko'ezel ba'orcha, pagah be'ahu gavah, have a dorei pascha de'ufei, osvinu v'kamitvach, amalei dalili." So Rabbi Shmuel was traveling, and he encountered a person who had a load of wood, and he asked Rabbi Yishmael to help him reload the wood on the animal. The mitzvah of teina, pirka uteina. So Amalei kama shavin, he asked them, how much is the wood worth? So Amalei palga the zuza. So Yavlei palga the zuza, he buys it from him. V'afkara, meaning Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi didn't want to do the teina. The Gemara is about to say he was really potter because of the din of zaken ve'ena l'fichvado. But afal pichein, instead of saying that I'm potter, so instead he buys it from him. So then he's no longer chayiv. He's no longer chayiv because it's his own wood. But then he wasn't really interested in the wood. So afkara, hada zochabu. The original owner is zocha in the wood again. And again, says, help me load it. So hada yavlei paga. So then he goes through the same song and dance. Chazi. So he said, no, he was going to do it again. So he had to put an end to this. So he says to him, amle l'kulei alma afkirinu v'loch lo. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was just looking to try to get closure here. Says the Gemara, line 6, why did he have to do this? He could have invoked the Ptur that if it's not in keeping with one's stature and one's dignity, one is potter. The Gemara answers, no, so that's why he didn't want to cash in on his exemption from the mitzvah of pirkei uteina, and that's why he was going through the process of buying it and to exempt himself that way. So the Rambam quotes these Gemaras in Perek Yud Aleph of Gzeila L'Chazayin. So the Rambam says, "Hoyer rov ha'ir goyim im motza b'svatya u'platya gedola b'bate chnesios u'b'bate midrasha shahagoyim mitzuyim sham tomid u'b'chol mokam shaharabim mitzuyim sham harei ha-mitzuyah shalo v'afilu bo yisrael v'nasan sivoneha. Why? Shaharei nisya esh mimeno kisha nafla mipnei shehu omer, the original owner has to reason to himself that goyim mitzah. Says the Rambam, nevertheless, afal pi shehi shelo, even though the aveda, the lost object, belongs to the person who finds it, harotze lelech b'derech hatov v'hayosha v'osa lefnei mishuras hadin. If you want to do lefnei mishuras hadin, so you return it anyway. Then the Rambam says, so this was the p'tur of where a person is potter from hashavas aveda because he finds it la'achayeish. Then in halacha yudzayin in the same parak, the Rambam says, haholech b'darach hatov v'hayosha v'osa lefnim mishuras hadin machzer aveda b'chol mokom v'afal pishenu lefi chvaldo. Right, the Gemara, which was talking about pirkei uteina, but the same exemption applies to hashavas aveda, just as a zaken v'enu lefi chvaldo and an elderly person. Or a chacham, that it's not lefi kvodo, the same way he's potter from priko teina, from loading and unloading, is also potter from hashavas aveda. But the Rambam says here too that lefnei mishuras hadin, a person should be machzer es aveda, he should return the aveda, even though it's in lefi kvodo. And in Hilchos Hotzeach, he quotes this din by priko teina. Zeha klal. Kol shilu hoisa shalo hayatoin uporek, habeza chayv liton v'lifak b'shal chavero. If the person, if it were his own load, if he would roll his sleeves up and attend to it, he'd load it, he'd unload it, then he has to help someone else out also. V'im hoya chosid v'osa lefnim yishuras adin, afilu hoya hanosi hagodol v'roa behemas chavero v'vetzes tachas maso'a, Shaltev and here too, in each of these cases, the Rambam quotes the din of or the hanhaga of the Shem Mishra Sadin. What's noteworthy in each of these cases is that in each case that the Rambam says, one who goes or wants to go, b'derech hatov ha'yosha. Rambam should have said, afalpi, let's say in Halacha Zayin, he simply should have written, afalpi shehi shalo, harotze lasos lefnei mishur sadin, machzos. Similarly, in Halacha Yud Zayin, one who's also the lefnei mishur sadin is machzos aveda b'chol makom. In each of the three, in both cases, in gzeila v'aveda, the Rambam makes a point of saying that he haholech b'derech hatov. So what the pshat in the Rambam is as follows: the Rambam is saying that the hanhaga of lefnei mishur sadin by other mitzvahs comes from applying the Midas Chasidus of the Halachta B'drachav to that mitzvah. When you bring the Midas Chasidus of the Halachta B'drachav, when you bring that to bear on mitzvahs Hashavas Aveda, so that's what generates the Lifnei Mishur Sadin of Hashavas Aveda. When you bring to bear the Midas Chasidus of the Halachta B'drachav and the mitzvah of Pirkei Te'ina, that's what generates the Lifnei Mishur HaSadeh by Pirkei Te'ina. And or in other words, when the Rambam said here in Halacha Hey, in Hilchos Deyos, Zeh Lifnei Mishur HaSadeh, the word Zeh Lifnei Mishur HaSadeh means not only that this is the Lifnim Mishuras Hadin form of Halach de Bedrachav, this is the source of the Lifnim Mishuras Hadin everywhere. In Kol HaTorah Kula, when you encounter Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, this is it. This is it. It's bringing to bear the Midas Chasidus form of the Halach de Bedrachav on the other mitzvahs. As I'm saying globally, not that this is lifnei mishuras hadin of halacha b'drachah. That he says at the beginning of the halacha, misha medakdek al atzma b'yoser v'yisrachik midei avenus ma'at letzadze nikra chasid. So chasidus, midas chasidus, always means that's something which is extra, which is not required, which is lifnei mishuras hadin. When he says zeh lifnei mishuras hadin, he means this is the source of lifnei mishuras hadin by hashavas aveda. So hagam that it's yours, but if you bring to bear the midah, you apply the v'halachta b'drachav, the midas chasidus of v'halachta b'drachav, hashavas aveda. So that it says that the person should be machzeh aveda even la'acha yeyosh. It says that he should be machzeh the aveda b'chol makom, even if he's a zaken ve'ena l'fi chavodo. But here there is a question as follows, Rabbi Elsa. A couple of questions, but the question l'chor is as follows. If the pshat is that one is, again, bringing to bear v'halachta b'drachav on Hashavas Aveda, on Pirkei Te'ina, so then why not say that hagam that mitzad Hashavas Aveda yupato, but mitzad the v'halachta b'drachav you should be chayev? And yet the Rambam says no. It's only the Midas Chasidus of Halachta B'drachav that requires you to go beyond the Hashavas Aveda. So the Pshat is like this. If you take a look here here on page two in Shmona Prakim, so the Rambam in the previous paragraph has been critiquing those who torture themselves, that they lead an ascetic lifestyle. So the Rambam says maybe they will defend themselves. The Rambam says that they're imitating non-Jewish behavior. So if they'll say in defense of themselves, Shehem omnam yasu masha yasu me hatriach gufosehem u me hafsek hana'osehem, that they engage again in this very onerous ascetic lifestyle, al derech hahergel kochos haguf ukidei shiyu notem el hakotze ha'achad ma'at, that they're just, no, that they're looking to, again, take a little bit of an extra precaution in terms of those character flaws to which we're susceptible. Hinei zeh to'us, the Rambam says, k'moshe nevayer. And here's the explanation. V'zeh shehatorah omnam osur masha osa, v'tzivsa masha tzivsa mizos hasiba. The overwhelming majority of mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed to mold our character, to instill the midah beinonis. If anything, the Torah again pushes us a little bit off center. The Rambam says, "She'isa ha-macholos ha-asuros kulam, ve'isa ha-bios ha-asuros." All this, again, is to prevent our going towards the hedonistic end of the spectrum. V'chein ma sheba b'Torah, around 6 lines from the end of this excerpt, kol ma sheba b'Torah minisinas ha-maisros, you have to tithe, v'haleket, v'hashechecha, v'hapeya, v'haperet, v'olas, all the matnos aniyim, v'din hashmita, v'hayovel, v'hatzdoka de machzoro, in giving tzedakah, omnam ze kulo karov l'pazronos, the Torah is moving us away from the extreme of stinginess, of tight-fistedness. U'bezos habechina, analyze most mitzvahs. You'll see how mitzvahs are designed again to train us. Now, kumo shene'esu hanekama u'geulas hadom, ba'omro lo sikom velositor ozov ta'azov. What came talking? Kadesh Yechalish Koach HaKina VaHakas. So the mitzvah of Pirkei Teina, the Rambam says, is there to instill the correct character trait. V'chein Hoshev Teshivim and Hashavas Aveda Kadesh Tosu Tchunas Ha'ayin Hara'ah. And the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded and designed that we shouldn't be stingy. So Kunt dies that the mitzvah, be it Hashavas Aveda or Pirkei Teina, the Shuras Hadin of that mitzvah is coordinated with the Iker Hadin of the Halachta B'drachav. So when he then applies to these mitzvahs, which are designed to train and mold our character, when you apply the Midas Chasidus, that's what generates the Lifnei Mishuras Hadin and Kol HaTorah Kula. And when the Rambam says Zel Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, he doesn't mean Zel. Again, the phrase is too sweeping a phrase. It's not, the Vizehu means not only in this context. This is the Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. In every context, it all stems from this. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? So if you take a look, the other, where is it? Yeah, if you take a look here on page 2, the Gemara in Brachos. The Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, the Masoros HaShas, is Mitzayan only appears a handful of times in Shas. It doesn't appear that many times. So the Gemara in Brachos has it also. Omer Rava, Hamilsa Amrita Anah, V'itmar Mishmed Rabbi Zera Kavasi. I said it, and then I heard the same thing said in the name of Rabbi Zera. Shlosha Shlachol Ka'achas. Three people sit down to a meal of bread together. So they're chayovim and zimun. So echad mafzik l'shnayim, ve'ema shnayim mafzikim l'echad. So if two of them are ready to bench, so then the third has to interrupt his meal to answer the mezumen. But if one wants to bench, so the two don't have to interrupt to bench the mezumen. Velo, so what happens? He just has to wait until another one finishes. Velo, papa, ifsek abba ma brei, ihu. But Rav Papa did it. Rav Papa was one of two who were not finished eating, and yet they did interrupt their eating to bench b'mezumin to accommodate the third. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rav Papa de lefnei mishur sadin hu da'avad. So what mitzvah was Rav Papa being mahadir in here with this lefnei mishur sadin? Mela, in the Gemara's in Bava Metzia, you could have said it's a different level of Hashavas Aveda. It's a different level of Pirkei Teina. This isn't the Hidur in Birkas HaMazon. It's not. I mean, the Zimun will happen anyway, right? The Zimun will happen. Instead of the Zimun would have happened in 10 minutes from now when the other two finished eating. And instead, it's going to happen now. That's not a Hidur in Zimun. So what's the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin? The Lefnei Mishur HaSadin is certainly in the Midos. It's not a Lefnei Mishur HaSadin in Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaZimun here. Meilin, Hashavas Avedi, you could have thought that's the Pshat. You didn't necessarily need the Rambam's Havana that the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin is always stems from the Vahalach of the Bedrach. But here it's clear that it does. So at the very least, this, at least in one instance where the Gemara has, it's Muchach that the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. It's not simply inherent in that mitzvah that there's another level. It's rather bringing to bear the halachta bedrachav in a different context. Now, the other, and this, I don't know, this is a little speculative, but on the pasuk in Vayeshanan, Chanan, you're all familiar here on page 3. So Rashi says, the Ramban identifies what Rashi says as a Medrash Chazal. So the Mefarshim all point out that we don't have this Chazal. But it was a chazal that the Ramban had, and clearly that this kind of comment is the kind of comment that Rashi is also quoting from Chazal. It's not a Rashi comment, it's a Rashi quoting Chazal comment. Assuming that the Rambam had this chazal also, so then what the Rambam says is mefurish. The Rambam under, that's how the Rambam understood this maimah chazal. Well, sisa hayosha v'hatov. Again, Yoshev Tov refers to the Vahalach de Vidrach, Mitzuvim on a Lalaches, Vidrachim Elo, Habenonim, Vahim Hadrachim, Hatovim, Vahayasharim. So Vasisa, Vahayosha, Vahatov, and Chazal Darshan, Zulifnim Yishur Sadin, meaning by being Mekaya in the Mitzvah Halach de Vidrachav, according to the Midas Chasidus, that's what generates the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. And that's what the Rambam says when he says Zeh Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. He means this is the source for Lefnei Mishur HaSadin by Hashavas Aveda. When you're going to see Lefnei Mishur HaSadin by Hashavas Aveda, it comes from here. It means that the person is being more mahader in molding his midos in being able to let go of money. And when you're going to come across the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin by Pirkei Teina, again, it comes from here. And that's why the Rambam prefaced in each of these cases, HaHolech B'derech HaTov V'HaYoshar, The person wants to be mahader in valach de bedrocha, so then that will generate a lefnim yeshuas hadin here in the context of hashavas aveda, in the context of prika uteina.
Both the Gemara or the Rambam have used that lesson the finish as a din when it's killed another mamakum, like eating machalas asuras, the Rambam talks about here. So would you expect to find that lesson in those areas also?
So, based on the Masoros HaShas's Bekiyas, you don't. You don't. I think he has five or six Gemaras Sachakol. One is this Gemara in Brachos. Two of them are the two Gemaras in Bava Metzia that are here. Then there's the Gemara in Bava Kamma, which is actually the same as the Gemara in Bava Metzia, with the Gemara Darshins from the Odata Lama Sadarach Yelchuba, that Hamasa Sheyasun is the Fnimishu Sadin. And then I think the only other Gemara he has is the Gemara in Ksubis, talking about where a person, even though there wasn't a Tanai and a Mechira is really valid, if a person will offer to return to the seller because the seller had certain things in mind that didn't materialize. So all the instances in the Gemara, those are the instances which you have in the Gemara. Okay, so I think that's what Zehu Lefnim Mishuras Hadin means.
This was a good barak, there's nothing, I mean, surprising if you would find it
No,
in
there isn't. Ein Hachanami, it would
the
fit there also because since it's the person's middle, so it could be there as well. It just so happens, right? Ein Hachanami, I wasn't saying it, fortunately it is this way. No, just it is that way. Yeah, it is
it
that way.
would be just as appropriate, according to this, it would be just as appropriate to find it in Achilles Chela or something. Then because it's because the Rambam sets it up. That's one of the reasons for the Isser of Machlokas Asuras is to also fits within Hilchos Deos.
Yes. Maybe just I don't want to be maruf too much, but very quickly, just in Gzeilu Va'aveda Yud Aleph Zayin, when the Rambam introduces the Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, he says Harotze. It's the second line from the top here on page two. Harotze Leilech B'derech Hatov V'Hayosha V'Osa Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. So he describes it as aspirational. If you wanna you wanna go Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, this is what you should do. And Halacha Yud Zayin and in Rotzeach, he describes it as a person's midah. Haholech without Hatov VaYosha, so then he'll be Machzer Saaveda B'chol Mokom. And similarly, in Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Im Hoya Chassid VaOsa Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. So in the first case, the Rambam says, and you want to do Lefnei Mishuras Hadin here? Wonderful, gewaldig, go for it. In the other two cases, the Rambam says, if you consistently do so, if you habitually do so. So maybe the pshat is as follows. Again, both in the second halachic Zeila Vaved as well as in Motzei Cheshmiras Nefesh, the Rambam is dealing with cases of Zakin Vein Lefi Chavodo. First, Legabe Hashavas Aveda, then Legabe Prika Utina. So maybe the pshat is like this. By Zakin Vein Lefi Chavodo, so maybe there's a downside to the Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. Maybe he's demeaning himself. The whole point is that he's a chacham or a zaken, and it's ain't l'fi chavodah. So maybe he's being misbazeh. Maybe he's demeaning himself to go lifnei mishuras hadin. So says the Rambam. So ain't l'chanami on a one-time basis. So I don't know. So maybe it is. Says the Rambam. No, but if the person consistently, if he consistently does that, so then that's his midah. So then it would be similar to. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, when he quotes the Gemara at the beginning of Ha'ish Mekadesh, has as follows: "Afal pi shehaya adam choshev b'yosef ve'ein darku likach dvarim min hashuk." He doesn't usually go shopping. "V'lo le'asasek b'mlachos shavavayis chayv lasos dvarim shein l'tzorach haShabbos begufo Shezehu Kvoda. So Valdo says that Shezehu Kvoda, the Kuntus Chanukah Megillah quotes, Valdo says Shezehu Kvoda means Zehu Kvoda Shel HaAdam, meaning that this isn't a stira to his kavod, because Zehu Kvoda to be Oseg in the Hachonas of Shabbos. So maybe Kain Zeh, the Rambam says, when you come to Zaken Ve'ena Lefi Kvodo, if this is a person who consistently wants to do Lefnei Mishuras HaDin, so then he's not being mizbaze. Then this is his kavod, and Masha and Kain, if it's just La'acha Yeyush, there's no question of the person's kavod. So a person, it's harotze, it can be aspirational that he wants to be in the finish of the day. It doesn't have to be consistent with his derech.
Speaks about kavod, I think, right? Makes sense that so great is going jobs.
Yes, I think maybe that's the way the Baal HaTanya understands it. I think that he says Shezehu Kvodo means kvod Shabbos. I'm trying to remember whether he had a hechrech to this understanding or not, but yeah, I think the Baal HaTanya reads it that way. Okay. Very okay, but maybe. Okay, so no, we'll do like this. I don't want to be married, so we'll just. One more point here and there. So in Perek Aleph, again, in Hilchos Deis, if you go back to page one, so the Rambam identified the Midah Beinonis as being Yeshorim and Tovim, and Mitzuvim Onu at the end of Halacha Hey, Lelechus B'drachim Ha'elu HaBeinonim, V'hem HaDrachim HaTovim V'HaYeshorim, Shneamar V'Halachta B'drachav. And then he tells us in Halacha Zayin, which is on page six. If you take a look on page six, in Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says that Haderech HaBeinonis Anu Chayom Lelechaz Ba is Derech Hashem. So the Rambam has an equation between v'halachta b'drachav of Darkei Hashem is the Derech HaBeinonis, and those are Tovim and Yesharim, right? A equals B equals C. V'halachta b'drachav of Darkei Hashem equal drachim, Tovim, Yesharim, and Beinonis. Where does the Rambam get that Darkei Hashem are Tovim and Yesharim? So maybe as follows. In terms of Yesharim on page three, the pasuk in Hosea, Michochem b'yavin eila navan v'yedoim, ki Yesharim darkei Hashem. There it is. V'tzadikim yalchu v'mefoshim mikashalom. So the Navi describes, defines the darkei Hashem as Yesharim. What about Tovim? So Tovim is a little bit more subtle, but as follows. The Rambam in the next source you have there in Chelek Aleph in the Mora explains that Moshe Ben asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hodeinu Naz Drachecha. He wants to know the Darkei Hashem, Hodeinu Naz Drachecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu consents. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu consent? He says, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. So, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's affirmative response to Moshe Rabbeinu's request of Hodeini No es Derechecha. How so? So, if you, let's just read a little bit here. Nana Al HaMevukash, line two here, under the Chelek Aleph Perek Nundalit. Nana Al HaMevukash HaRishon, V'hu Hodeini No es Derechecha. What does that mean? Omnam omro kol tuvi, towards the end of the third line. What does kol tuvi mean? Hu remez laharos oso hanimtzaos kulam. Hanema aleim vayara lukim es kol ha'osa v'hinei tov ma'od. Ritzona lomar, baharos osam lo shiyasig tivam v'haksharosam k'tzosam b'k'tzas, v'yeda hanhogoso lohem echi v'chal u'prat. Im kein, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll show you, I will teach you my derachim by letting you understand my world. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu refer to his world? As Kol Tuvi. Kol Tuvi, the Rambam correlates with the Pasuk in Maaseh Bereishis, of Vayalus Kim Eskol Asha Asa Vinei Tov Ma'od. So Kol Tuvi means, you want to know my derachim? So my derachim are embedded in the Tuv, that I created. So Yitochen, that this is where the Rambam gets the identification and the definition of Darkei Hashem as being Tovim. Yisharim is from the pasuk in Hosea, Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem. And here, Hodieni no es drachecha is, yeah, Hodieni es drachecha, the drachim are embedded in Kol Tuvi. That's where the drachim are embedded. Okay, I don't want to be married, but the just to hint at what we're not discussing, that the same way when the Rambam says Zehu lifnim yishur sadin, what he means is that the kiyum of halachta bedrachav is the source; it reverberates throughout kol haTorah kula. It reverberates elsewhere as lifnim yishur sadin. When the Rambam says that kol adam v'derech zohi derech hachachamim and kol adam shedeosav deos beinios nikra chacham. So, but because you mekayim one mitzvah, you're a chacham. So here too, the Rambam is saying that v'halachta b'drachav also is something that reverberates, and it means that he's a chacham in every context. Not just for purposes of this mitzvah, but this is something which, again, it reverberates throughout. Okay, that was obviously said with the. But you look at the other sources here. You'll see what you'll see what we're alluding to. Okay, so thank you. So maybe we'll have a marriage now, and thank you very much, Alyssa.